WTIC News, Lou Palmer reporting. President Carter leaves for his hometown this afternoon for the first time since taking office. Congressional sources say the Carter administration has decided tentatively to delay the sale of advanced concussion bombs to Israel. Canada's National Energy Board says it will export an additional 3 billion cubic feet of natural gas to the United States. Indianapolis gunman Anthony Caritsas has been arraigned on state kidnapping charges and ordered held on $850,000 bond. A U.S. District Court judge in San Francisco today turned down Patricia Hearst's request for a new bank robbery trial. State Senator Barbara Reimers of Brantford has rejected her state telephone credit card. She says the cards would encourage legislators to charge huge phone bills to the state. Senator Reimers is the ranking Republican on the Education Committee. The Legislative Management Committee voted this week to give telephone credit cards to co-chairmen and ranking minority members of the General Assembly's 22 committees. State Senator Joseph Lieberman of New Haven says the Connecticut Commission on the Arts deserves more money than Governor Grasso has proposed giving it. Lieberman, the state Senate's majority leader, says he agrees with the commission's request for $1 million. That would be an increase of nearly $700,000. But Governor Grasso has proposed an Arts Commission budget of $338,000 next year, compared with the $334,500 it had this year. Connecticut and New York environmental officials have agreed on a plan to limit and control dredging in Long Island Sound. The environmental departments from the two states drew up a report to be submitted to the Army Corps of Engineers that would establish 4 dumping sites in the Sound for dredging material. The plan also would require strict monitoring of the materials, some of which contain toxic pollutants, at the 4 sites. A marine biologist for the Connecticut Department of Environmental Protection, Dennis Cunningham, says a summary of the plan is being prepared for public hearings, which will be held before the plan is adopted. That's the 5:30 news. More news coming up at 6. Bulletins at once. Time to check the weather now at the Travelers Weather Service. Here's Bill Mammon. Bill, a nice touch of warmth today, something that we've looked for a while.
Well, a lot of people have been rather anxiously awaiting this kind of weather, Lou. Would be rather nice for a round of golf. Of course, we do have a little bit too much snow and ice left on the golf courses. And some people even seem to be running a slight case of spring fever today. A bit early for that, perhaps, but today was certainly the warmest we've had in quite a while. Here in downtown Hartford, we measured 52 degrees for the high this afternoon, the warmest it's been in more than 2 months, since back on December the 7th when it was 58. And even up in the Berkshires, the temperature reached 50 degrees and more this afternoon, a high of 56 in Chester, Massachusetts. Along the shoreline, though, readings were held to the 40s and the low 40s in some cases by a chilly breeze off Long Island Sound. The cooling effect of the water was in evidence also in the New York City area. At 4 this afternoon, a nice mild 55 degrees at LaGuardia Airport. But at Kennedy Airport, a cold breeze off the ocean and only 37 degrees. The mild weather continued elsewhere around the country today. And as we predicted at this time yesterday, Buffalo, New York did not have snow today. A rather risky prediction in view of the fact that it had snowed there for 53 consecutive days. Of course, with the mild weather, the snow and ice is rapidly melting, at least during the daylight hours. And there's growing concern about flooding, especially out in the Ohio Valley region and up through western New York State. Some rain likely to develop this weekend in that area. And depending upon how much of that rain reaches us, some flooding problems around here are at least a possibility. Looking at the weekend forecast now, first of all for southern New England, fair and cooling down tonight. Certainly not very cold for this time of the year, though. Lows in the 20s and lower 30s. Tomorrow, the weekend getting off to a pleasant start, mostly sunny and continued mild, although some cloudiness may show up during the afternoon. Highs tomorrow again around 50 and the 40s along the shore. Then some rain likely developing late tomorrow night and continuing Sunday, also continued rather mild. Lows tomorrow night in the 30s and highs Sunday 45 to 50. Up in northern New England, fair and chilly tonight, some partial cloudiness and a chance of a few flurries up near the Canadian border. Then for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with highs in the 30s and 40s, a spring skiing type of day. On the Sound, west to southwest winds diminishing to around 10 miles per hour late tonight. Winds light and variable tomorrow, mostly onshore in the afternoon. Good visibility, and at New London, low tide at 9:30 this evening. The mild, pleasant weather we had today should continue without interruption tomorrow, but a storm system out in the middle of the country seems likely to cause some rain here by late Saturday night, and then the rain continuing Sunday. The storm has two centers, one moving by near the Dakotas and another over Texas, has already drawn a lot of moisture northward from the Gulf of Mexico and has produced some flash flooding down there. Of course, without the added help of melting snow and ice for that area, so it does have quite a bit of moisture. For us, it's hard to say how much rain we'll get, and that will be the key factor for determining the extent of any flooding problems around here on Sunday. But let's put it this way, if you're having a garage sale this weekend, you might not sell that pump you have in the basement. In Hartford now, we have fair skies and 48 degrees. The low this morning was 26, and the high this afternoon, 52. As I mentioned before, the warmest day since back on December the 7th. The dew point at 32, relative humidity 53%. Winds are south at 8 to 10 miles per hour, and the pressure steady at 29.96 inches. Tomorrow, sunrise due at 6:51 and sunset at 5:20. So it looks like the mild, pleasant weather will continue tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs again around 50. Then some rain likely late tomorrow night and Sunday, continued rather mild. That's the weather story. Now back to Lou Palmer.
Thank you very much, Bill. We'll be checking out the weather throughout the evening hours from WTIC 1080 at the Travelers Weather Service. Join Mark Howard tonight at 8 when, among some of the other pressing issues of the day, the Special Congressional Committee to investigate the Kennedy and King assassinations and the recent developments surrounding that committee will be discussed. Join Mark and his guests, Connecticut Congressman Christopher Dodd, a member of the committee, and Attorney Mark Lane, author of Rush to Judgment and longtime head of the Citizens Commission of Inquiry into the Kennedy assassination tonight, beginning at 8 o'clock on WTIC 1080.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy, boy,
oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, it's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Oh, so listen to me, get up off your knees, 'cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold. You made me feel like a clown. There are a whole lot of girls looking for a good man like you. Oh, but you'll never meet him if you give up now and say your life is true. Then she said, oh, little strong survive.
Jerry Butler and Only the Strong Survive. We're telling you about that player trade. We have more on it now. With Bill Madlock, the two-time National League batting champion, going from the Chicago Cubs to the San Francisco Giants in exchange for Bobby Mercer. Well, in addition to Madlock, who wanted a multi-year contract involving an annual salary of some $200,000, the Cubs send utility infielder Rob Sparing to the Giants, also acquired by the Cubs, was infielder Steve Ontiveros and right-handed pitcher Andy Muehlstock. Maddock, who won his second straight National League batting title on the final day of the season last year, batted .339 for the Cubs. He had 15 homers, 84 runs batted in. He reportedly earned $85,000 last season with the Cubs. And when he insisted on a multi-year contract with a salary in line with what some of the free agents were receiving, Cubs owner P.K. Wrigley announced that Madlock would be traded to anyone foolish enough to want him. That is a quote. Mercer, who once played for the New York Yankees, was the key man to join the Cubs. He batted .259 with the Giants last season, 23 home runs, 90 runs batted in. And like Bill Madlock, Bobby Mercer is not currently under contract. 19 before 6, the TIC time, and the Manhattan Transfer doing a great revival job on this one. Chanson d'amour.
Frank Sikowski speaking. May I help you?
Here's your check, Mr. Selden. Enjoy your new boat.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mrs. Riley. Did your grandson like his new piggy bank?
Oh, yes, he loved it.
These are some of the members of the Liberty Bank family at work. I'm Frank Godwin, president of Liberty Bank and a member of that family. A family of bankers whose purpose is to meet your personal and family financial needs. To do that, we must be more than just a savings bank. We are. We're the Liberty Bank for checking, the Liberty Bank for mortgages, loans, credit, life insurance, for every banking service you could possibly want. We've put it all together in our family banking program and a free services portfolio available by calling or visiting our 9 offices in the Land of Liberty in Middletown, Cromwell, Portland, Marlboro, Mystic, Waterford, Old Saybrook, and Haddam.
The Liberty Bank for savings, personally for you.
Quarter 6 on this Friday afternoon. Here's music from the Carpenters. Karen and Richard, that fine brother-sister act, Top of the World.
such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. I'm on the top of the world again. Down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around.
Good sound for the Carpenters here on WTIC. Don't forget tonight, Talk Sports with Arnold Dean. It'll be Stephen Jack Carlson of the New England Whalers talking hockey and acting and other things. And also that baseball trade, I'm sure, will come up for a discussion today between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. The main players involved are Bill Madlock going from the Cubs to the Giants, and Bobby Mercer will now become a member of the Chicago Cubs. Paul Anka and Happier.
Felt the closing wall, trouble on the rise. Didn't have to say a word, I saw it in your eyes. Opened up my soul, I showed a human side. I'm not too proud to say out loud I'm happier I cry. A shield of misty gray will gladly leave behind. A restless youth gave way to truth, and now to peace of mind. We'll ride the wings of love. Oh,
Paul Anka's new one. It's titled Happier. Did he write that? We're just going to check. You know, we've been playing. He did. All right. We've been playing it for a while, and it never occurred to me that we really ought to check it. He was a guest on one of the variety shows last week and did a medley of his hits, and it's incredible, really, when you think about it. Of course, he's had quite a long run now, 20 years maybe in the business, with a few years off for good behavior. And it's titled Happier, Mr. Paul Anka. I'm sure that you are happier with a break in the weather today.
The Travelers Weather Service outlook for southern New England, fair and cooling down tonight, lows in the 20s and lower 30s. Saturday, the weekend getting off to a pleasant start, mostly sunny, and continued mild with highs again around 50. Cloudiness may tend to increase some tomorrow afternoon. Then some rain likely developing late tomorrow night and continuing Sunday. Also continued rather mild, lows tomorrow night in the 30s with highs Sunday 45 to 50. In Hartford now, it's 45 degrees.
Tony Orlando and Dawn.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do if you still want me. If you still want me. Well, time.
These days, Tony Orlando and Dawn, their biggie, tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. 5 till 6, the TIC Friday edition time. Lou Palmer with you, and here's Mickey. Bye-bye, Fräulein.
Tarde, nos conocimos. Y después de darme un beso se marchó.
And Bye Bye Fräulein. Here's the Bert Camford Orchestra with wrap-up music. 3 o'clock in the morning. Stay with us now. Larry Brown checks out the news next at 6. Then it's Stock Market Final with Dick Bertel. Where it's at, news in Spanish, Arnold Dean on sports, Mark Howard from 8 until 1 in the morning, and the Bill Corsair Show. Tonight being Friday night, it's Trivia Night from 1 until 6. Beginning sometime next week, I'm going to have a new assignment here on TIC Radio, working alongside of Bob Steele in the morning hours. I may be getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, as a matter of fact. A newcomer to our staff, Mike Butts, will be in this seat from 2 to 6 each day on the afternoon edition, as well as Saturday Showcase. We'll see you one more time on the Showcase tomorrow morning, though, at 10 o'clock right after the Bob Steele Show. This is Lou Palmer. Have a nice weekend and stay with us on 1080 WTIC Hartford.